morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for October 16th, 2016. Koyo Kubose here, so very, very glad you joined us. I want to mention that Major League Baseball postseason has started, their championship, National League and American League championships have started, and fans, I recently concocted what I call the safe gusho. And gusho, this is the way you do the safe gusho. Start with the traditional gusho position, palms to palm together in front of your heart. And then you bring both hands down to your waist, flatten them out, and then spread both hands out horizontally. And as any baseball fan knows, that gesture of spreading your arms out to the side like that with your palms down and waist high is the safe sign when a runner is trying to advance and the opposition trying to tag him out. There's a play and either signals that the runner was tagged out or made it safely. Huh? Hey, the runner scored. He made it home safely. Wow. Using a baseball metaphor for one spiritual home, which is a place where you feel safe. And when you make that, do the safe gusho, you're kind of grounding yourself in Mother Earth. You came home. This is your home, our home, and this is a safe place to be. You know, nature's going to take care of everything. We're all going home. And so I was thinking about that, and I want to end my comment by saying, I hope I don't jinx them, but, you know, this year is going to be the Chicago Cubs year. Anybody that knows about the Chicago Cubs curse and wait till next year. That's the biggest refrain there is. Wait until next year. But this is the year, and it's been 108 years since they last won the World Series. And they got a really good team. They got the best record in baseball this year, and hopes are high. So 108 years, that's 108 good reasons to beat the curse. And as you know, 108 is a special number in Buddhism. 108 bono or defilements in human. we got to get rid of 108. They ring the bell 108 times on New Year's Eve to get rid of all the 108 human limitations and defilements. And a baseball has 108 stitches in it. I bet you didn't know that, okay? Go Cubs. Well, I want to introduce today's guest to give us a Dharma glimpse. This is Patty Cayo. She was in the Lay Minister 4 group. She and her husband, Doug, went through the Right on Lay Ministry program together. And they were, at the time, living in Southern California. And a few years ago, they retired to the Northwest in the state of Washington. And not coincidentally, her Dharma name, Cayo, means home. Yul, of course, is the sun, the bright dawn. As a mother, she was always expressing things that reminded me of her concern for her family, providing a good home. You know, is one of the biggest priorities for a mother. And somehow I envisioned, when I say Kayo, home, son, I imagine sun, the dawn rising over a pioneer home in the wilderness. And what that image connotes. Okay. To have your home in the wilderness, a pioneer home, that's really a place where you need that kind of feeling, okay, even in modern times here. Well, let's hear from Patty Kayo.
Good morning. For the past several months, circumstances and events have preoccupied me to the extent that I worry that my spiritual practice is slipping away. Previously, at a minimum, I always made sure I listened to Live Dharma Sunday each week, but even that has lapsed. I'm glad the programs are taped for me to access when life lightens up a little. I'm also not doing other practices I used to do, such as meditation. That used to be a part of my daily routine. I wonder if I keep backsliding like this, if I'll have to turn in my lay minister card. But I had a realization a couple of weeks ago, and it lessened my anxiety. That is that I have a spiritual core, which I can never lose no matter how inconsistent my formal practice becomes. I know what to do. I have a foundation and a compass for the rest of life's journey. And as I am a work in progress, I want to deepen my practice. I find that I'm always thinking about it. Thinking about my practice is my practice. Someone I know who is in AA said, once you start going to the meetings, you may not get sober, but it'll sure mess up your drinking. Well, the Dharma has messed up my thinking, and I can never go back to my former mindless, sloppy way of living. So that's my Dharma glimpse. But meanwhile, back in the relative world, we all still have problems to deal with. And the subject weighing most heavily on me lately is the subject of remorse. Remorse over my past behavior and decisions as I've watched the effects ripple and affect other lives over the years. People I've hurt, my selfish motives behind my behavior, thoughtless or unkind remarks. My ignorance is so apparent to me now. Some of these people I've wronged aren't even here to apologize to anymore. These tapes play over and over in my mind, creeping into dreams and when trying to sleep. I do realize this is part of who I am and how I got to be at this point. The only way I know how to deal with these thoughts from the past is through mindfulness, which is sometimes easier said than done at 2 a.m. So rather than resist these thoughts, I give them a moment and then try to set them aside and come back to the present. Dwelling on the past is only relevant to how I live today, because there aren't any do-overs. Thank you.
Thank you. As I listen, it reminded me of a feeling that a truth seeker has when they discover the Dharma. Now, there's a classic illustration of how fortunate one is to be able to find the Dharma. And it's the story of a blind turtle swimming in the ocean. The ocean here sort of symbolizes the samsara, the usually called the world of birth and death, world of difficulties you have to navigate. And blind turtle swimming in this ocean and getting so tired, and he's blind, so he can't see anything, but he happens to bump into this log, floating log, and he could get up on it and have comfort. Finding the Dharma is like that. It's so fortuitous. You know, we didn't really do it through our own efforts, our own, but it happened. So imagine the relief that such a turtle would find, just happen to bump into this floating log in this vast ocean. What is the probability that so fortunate to be born? Although sometimes we may feel, you know, why was I born? But at the same time, to be have that gift of life itself. See? And then you find the Dharma. Whoa, that is a great thing. Now, I didn't say you're going to get some answers or to be happy or you found the Dharma. And I think this is sort of equivalent of when a truth seeker has existential blues, concerns, ultimate concerns, and they find a direction in life. They find a path. Dharma path. That's a tremendous peace of mind there. See? That they have a direction. Being not so much getting to the goal. But awakening is a process, and to know that one is on the path, that's the first step and the biggest step. You know? And once you have that, it's sort of like you found the North Star. And you had that security now of direction in life. You could then sort of relax. You could stop for a while, rest. You could take a little detour. You could go in a little circle over here, spend some time over here, because you know, whenever you want to, you know the direction and path that is your life now. And this is, you might call it a spiritual core. You might call it the basis of religious faith, trust. You know? Not faith in the sense of blind faith in a set of beliefs or something. But it's the ground that you stand on. And I was just reading, watching a show on Nova about the Polynesians who left Asia, and they were able to explore the entire Pacific Ocean, okay, and without any navigational instruments, they used the stars and so forth. But it's like that. Okay. It's a Pacific Ocean is big. And they had all the islands in between. How did Hawaii get settled? Way in the middle of the ocean, you know. And then they even went to Easter Island off of the coast of South America, these Polynesian people. This was the odyssey of the human race and how we spread in all over the globe. And that's how the Dharma is too. That's all for today's broadcast. The next time, hey, keep going. And you have a very beautiful day.